I'm Jennifer Moxley, and this is Poetry Now. The idea of orbit music, if memory serves, the title came before the poem, and I was thinking of the idea of the music of the spheres, which was this idea held throughout the Middle Ages that planets were believed to have perfectly circular orbits. When they moved, they created this gorgeous music that humans could no longer hear because they had fallen into what was called the sublunary world, i.e. the world beneath the moon, which was corrupt and blocked that divine music. But some held that certain artists or poets or philosophers could tap into that music in their art. Orbit music. A creamy tear descended here when Cupid squeezed the teat of Venus. Dripping down the Milky Way, it puddled beneath old oak, new pine. Love's selfish thirst did pluck a cosmic note, set every entombed, entangled bit of me in roots both new and old to singing. I was become an earth, and by harmony a million bits of tongue and ear, sound funnels upwhirled in song-conducting cones. Fresh music from old flesh corrected my most melancholy record of this last go-round the planet. Now I was first things, elementals, vegetable and mineral in form, dust to kick it on the breeze, loam to feed old oak, new pine, Eros greedy energy on hunt for nourishment, cream to suck, breast to squeeze. If you think of Renaissance painting, for example, of Cupid and Eros, you can see that, you know, kind of nasty little face that he has as he kind of reaches over and squeezes his mother's breast. I thought of that little bit of milk dripping down onto our planet, and that becomes a sort of conduit between the divine and the earthly. You have the milk that moves down the Milky Way almost as though it's a slide and then coming beneath a tree on the ground. And so that was the image that kind of led to the whole sort of connection between the macrocosm and the microcosm. I do think it is a rebirth and the idea of, you know, a cycle, the sense that this energy toward procreation, toward survival, just is constantly going back and forth in the earth. You know, when I say first things, elementals, vegetable and mineral, dust and loam, these are, you know, not necessarily human traits that one has reborn into, but one is reborn into the natural world. We are literally made into the loam of the planet through our, you know, our bones and our bodies. These are very old ideas that are not necessarily espoused in our time, but explain something about the movement of desire and the movement of the poem and how the poem moves forward, and also the way that we can somehow have an intimation of being connected to a larger set of energies and yet not really be able to explain that intimation. The idea is that all of this movement from death back to life again is fueled by erotic energy, i.e. desire to move forward.
That was Jennifer Moxley and her poem, Orbit Music. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation and the WFMT Radio Network. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.